In terms of KRD versus RVD, any speculations on maybe, I'm not going to ask you to predict, but do you have the thought that maybe carfilzomib induces a deeper response, more MRD? Do you think it's more efficacious?
So it's tough to say, and there is a trial which is ongoing in the ECOG trial, which has compared RVD to KRD. Whether or not we get any data out of this is going to be difficult. It was supposed to be a transplant deferred sort of trial. Having said that, a lot of patients ended up getting the transplant, and they ended up getting just the initial induction with the KRD and RVD. If we are able to look at depth of response with MRD negativity, we might see a benefit of one versus the other. And if you think about proteasome inhibitors in general, I do think we all would agree that carfilzomib is probably one of the most potent proteasome inhibitor. Then it's bortezomib, and next is ixazomib in terms of just its potency. But once you take into account potency, I think it has to be balanced with toxicity as well. And as long as potency and toxicity are sort of equal, then you can pick one or the other. But long-term outcomes of RVD versus KRD, we'll have to wait and see. The feeling is that KRD certainly is more potent compared to RVD.